Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lauren and Molly with your 9am Deadlines. In local news, researchers from the University of Queensland have developed a vaccine to protect farmed saltwater crocodiles from West Nile virus, which will provide economic and biodiversity benefits to Northern Australia. The virus, which causes small skin lesions on crocodile hides, endangers the commercial viability of the multi-million dollar crocodile farming industry. Dr. Jody Hobson-Peters said the infection can affect up to 30% of crocodile hides, which can see the industry losing up to $10 million in a single year. She said, quote, it would also disrupt an industry that contributes to Indigenous livelihoods and economic development opportunities in the Northern Territory and far north Queensland, end quote.
And Queensland Health Director General Sean Drummond has resigned following controversy surrounding his proposal of an anti-whistleblower review to the department. The proposal included criminal penalties against staff who disclosed inappropriate information to journalists. The submission sparked concern among media, whistleblowers and the Australian Medical Association, the fear being that those highlighting problems in the state's health system could be discouraged and penalised. The Director General will finish in the position on July 23rd, just 9 months after assuming the role.
And in national news, new research suggests Australians are resiliently taking charge of their financial well-being despite an increase in cost of living concerns. 9 in 10 people who have experienced financial stress say they've taken proactive steps to improve their situation, with more than a third seeking help from their bank. Credit Smart's report also reveals an 8% increase in the number of Australians checking their credit report over the past 12 months.
And the state and federal governments are working together to deliver two new changing places in South Australia to help people with disability to participate fully in their communities. The project will provide specially designed toilet facilities located in the Adelaide Hills Arts and Heritage Centre and a public pool in the city of Burnside. South Australian Minister for Human Services Nat Cook said, quote, our community is a better place when people with disability can join their family and friends at public events and in our beautiful natural environment.
And in international news, South Koreans have become a year or two younger today after the enforcement of new laws that require using only the international method of counting age. Under the country's traditional age system, people are deemed to be a year old at birth, and a year is added every January 1st. The country has used the international standard for medical and legal documents since the early 1960s, but many South Koreans continue to use this traditional system for everything else. In December, South Korea passed laws to fully adopt the international age system, thereby scrapping the traditional method.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is still moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is once again in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
4ZZZ, 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 4ZZZ. Griffith University Art Museum.